Good evening. My name is Bonnie Preston. I live in Blue Hill, and I've been involved in working on the local community self-governance ordinance since about 2010. Blue Hill was one of the first of the towns that passed the ordinance. Tonight, I'd like to address some of the concerns that I know have been raised by people in the city council, and I'll give a little bit of almost a history of home rule and assure you of the validity of home rule authority in the state of Maine and the legality of this ordinance. Some of what I have to say will just come from an article called Intrastate Preemption by Paul Diller, who is a law professor at the University of Oregon, and he has written extensively on home rule. And there's a link to this article on our website, localfoodrules.org, and it's probably worth your time to read the entire article. It's extremely informative. It's very legal, and I have to read it twice before it really kicked in. So you may not have to do that. Somebody brought up Dillon's Rule, and so I thought I would start with that. Dillon's Rule was named for an Iowa Supreme Court justice named John Dillon, and shortly after the Civil War, he wrote a treatise on municipal corporations, and town governments and state governments especially really liked his work. One of the reasons the state liked it is because it gave all power to the state, almost all power. Under Dillon's rule, municipalities possess only those powers indispensable, I'm quoting here from Diller, under Dillon's rule, municipalities possess only those powers indispensable to the purposes of their incorporation, as well as any others expressly bestowed upon them by the state. And then he said, in construing these powers, if there's any doubt concerning the legitimacy of that power to the municipality, the decision should favor the state over the municipality. So that, I mean, that just blew all the states away. They said, oh, right, this is great. We run the towns, too, as well as the state. And so up through most of the 19th century, this was the rule, and it was generally accepted. However, townspeople didn't like this so much. They wanted to be able to say, have more say in how their town was governed. And so the home rule movement got started in the early 20th century especially. And the home rule replaces Dillon's rule. There are only three states in the country that are still under Dillon's rule. And one of them is Vermont, one's Virginia, and I don't remember the third, but it's one of the A states in the South, Alabama or Arkansas. But everybody else has taken on some level of home rule. Diller lays out a lot of the differences in how home rule can operate. He has also pointed out in this article that Maine is one of the states with the very strongest home rule laws. And so I'd like to continue this brief history with the history of home rule in Maine. Home rule became part of our state constitution in 1969 after a referendum vote of the citizens of the state of Maine. It is in our constitution. The question of whether or not this ordinance is constitutional, yes, it is constitutional. It's right there in our state constitution, so that makes it constitutional. Once you look at the constitution, which is sort of the basis, it gives you rights, but you need laws to make those rights operative. So it's constitutional.
30 seconds, Bonnie.
Look at the laws that you need to make it work. So our law, liberal construction, the authority of municipalities shall be liberally construed. That means it's wide open. If there's something you think is good for your community, you can pass an ordinance on it, period. presumption of authority. There's a rebuttable presumption that any ordinance is a valid exercise of municipality's home rule authority. That means the state has to prove that it's not valid. You don't have to prove to anybody that it is.
Bonnie, you're at the end of time, if you could just wrap it up.
I will. One more point. The standard of preemption, many states have several standards by which the state can preempt an ordinance. Maine has only one. The legislature shall not be held to have implicitly denied any power granted to the municipalities under this section unless the municipal ordinance in question would frustrate the purpose of state law. Now, the state law establishing the Department of Agriculture.
Bonnie, we need to wrap up.
Okay. Heather will go out.
Thank you.
Thank you.